Well, good morning or good afternoon, whenever you might be listening to this online service of the reading of the Old Testament. This week we're going to look in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. The book of Ruth is sometimes overlooked as a book of encouragement. But I want to give us some insight before I read the scripture. What do you do when life caves in on you? What do you do when everything and everyone seems to be against you? Your mate dies and you're left alone. You lose your job and your source of income. You lose a child, a friend, and a dream, maybe. Then, as you're still reeling from all of those things, life suddenly deals you another harsh blow, another tragedy. Now what do? You run away? Crawl inside yourself? Lock out the world? Is there anything left to live for? Well, the book of Ruth is the story of one young widow, what she did when life dealt her one of the most tragic events ever, one after another. It's a story of challenge and inspiration for each of us who face circumstances beyond our control. New Living Translation, Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Hear God's word. In the days when the judges ruled Israel, a man from Bethlehem in Judea left the country because of a severe famine. He took his wife and two sons and went to live in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, and his wife was Naomi. Their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, they were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in the land of Judah. And during their stay in Moab, Elimelech died, and Naomi was left with her two sons. The two sons married a Moabite woman. One married a woman named Orpah, the other woman named Ruth. And about 10 years later, both Mahlon and Chilion died. This left Naomi alone without a husband or sons. Then Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had blessed his people in Judea by giving them good crops again. So Naomi and her daughters-in-laws got ready to leave Moab to return to her home. With her two daughters-in-law, she set out from the place where she'd been living, and they took the road that would lead them back to Judea. Well, on the way, Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back to your mother's home instead of coming with me, and may the Lord reward you for your kindness to your husbands and to me. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they all broke down and wept. "No," they said, "we want to go with you to your people." But Naomi replied, "Why should you go on with me? Can I give birth to other sons who could grow up to be your husbands? No, my daughters, return to your parents, for I am too old to marry again. And even if it was possible and I would get married tonight or bear sons, then what? What would you wait for them to grow up and refuse to marry somebody else? No, of course not, my daughters. Things are far more better for you than for me, because the Lord himself has caused me to suffer." And again they wept together. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth insisted on staying with Naomi. "See," Naomi said to her, "your sisters-in-laws had gone back to her people and to her gods. You should do the same." But Ruth replied, "Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. I will go and live wherever you live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. I will die where you die and will be buried there. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us." So Naomi saw that Ruth had made up her mind to go with her. She stopped urging her. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the Old Testament reading in the book of Ruth. I challenge you to read the book of Ruth. It's a wonderful story about loyalty not only to her mother-in-law that went beyond the cultural expectations of the day, but the two women had become friends, and true friendship requires loyalty of all kind. It's an interesting book. It's an encouraging book. And I ask that you take a moment and read the book of Ruth.